Studio in Auckland, still in lockdown here in Auckland at level 3, though we have a traffic light system in place, so hopefully we'll go into get the red light first at the end of the month, and maybe on to orange and green before Christmas, but that's the way it is here. But certainly big numbers of COVID in Ireland today, with 2,193 cases reported. Anyway, we'll give you all the news and play plenty of music. I have a few special requests on the programme tonight, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, I hope you can sit with us and relax for the next hour, and we'll bring you all the good news. I want to start off the programme tonight with a dedication in memory of a good friend of mine who passed away tragically 8 years ago next Tuesday. That was Paul Gallagher. Paul was from Strabane in County Tyrone, and well known to all the people in the Irish community here in New Zealand. And I know that Paul's brother Brian and other members of his family tune in to Ireland Calling every week. So I know before Paul died, he was talking about this song called Wake Me Up by, well, the song was originally by Avicii, but it was sung by an Irish teaching school out in Connemara called Scoil Lorgán. But anyway, we've got Wake Me Up by Avicii in memory of Paul, followed by Paul Brady singing Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. And Paul, obviously, great band with Irish connections. We know Paul's daughter lives in Christchurch, but Paul lived in Strabane, grew up there. His father was a teacher. So in memory of Paul Gallagher, PG, and also for his good friend Paddy McAuliffe. Paddy died about 3 years ago, great friend of Paul, and again, another stalwart of the Irish community here in New Zealand. Avicii first, followed by Paul Brady.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart, I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself enough. Didn't know I was lost.
carrying the weight of the world. But I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world. But I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young. Not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone. And love is a prize. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I.
taken as passengers by a man and led round in six different ways. We each of us drank a parting glass in case we might never meet more. And we drank a health to old Ireland and Paddy's green shamrock shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derrytown. And twice farewell to me comrade boys who dwell on that saint of brown. If fortunate ever should favour me, or I do have money in store, I'll come back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore.
Man from Strabane there singing about a former colleague of mine from Strabane. That's Paul Brady singing Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. And before that we had Avicii, and he was singing his song Wake Me Up, and in memory of Paul Gallagher from Strabane, whose 8th anniversary of his death occurs next week on the 2nd of November. So rest in peace, Paul. Well, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. We start with some good news here. This is great news for Stephen Kenny, Irish Republic of Ireland soccer team. No chance of qualifying for the World Cup next year, but they've been playing reasonably good football recently, and their match against Portugal at the Aviva Stadium in a few weeks' time sold out in a matter of minutes today. And in fact, some of the tickets are reselling now on the resale ticket sites via GoGo. A ticket that was €238 is now selling for €377. So at least Stephen Kenny has brought a good brand of football to the Irish team, and they've had two good wins recently against obviously lower ranked teams. One was a challenge match against Qatar, but anyway, that's good and great news for the Irish ladies soccer team. They got beaten 1-0 the other day by Sweden, the Olympic champions, in their World Cup qualifying match. But they bounced back today with a 2-1 victory over Finland, and that game played away. So they're keeping their chances of qualifying for the World Cup alive. Well, I hate talking about COVID, but it seems to be dominating everything. But anyway, I'll give you the rundown in Ireland. The Chief Medical Officer, Tony Houlihan, he's increasingly worried as almost 2,200 COVID cases reported today. There's now 515 people in hospital, 97 are in intensive care. And the Chief Medical Officer has said he's increasingly worried about the rising incidence of the disease nationwide, and our primary focus must now be to protect the most vulnerable. And sadly, most of the people that are in hospital in Ireland are people that are unvaccinated. So the message is loud and clear for people here in New Zealand. If you haven't got vaccinated yet, you better get vaccinated soon, because you'll be limited on whether you can go and what you can do. And of course, Ireland lifted all the restrictions last weekend. So nightclubs were packed to the rafters on Friday and Saturday and Sunday night. And now the government have brought in a ticket. You've got to purchase tickets to go to a nightclub. And obviously the nightclub owners were really annoyed about this. But
you need to punch them 3 days in advance. But now I see they've changed the rules here. You can buy a ticket 1 hour in advance. But obviously people being locked down for so long just got to a stage they wanted to go out and enjoy themselves, and they've been certainly doing that. But hopefully, you know, there won't be a continuous rise in cases. Otherwise, the country could go back into lockdown again. Righto, we're going to play a couple of songs here back to back by Daniel O'Donnell. One called Danny Boy, and the other I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. We're playing these for Jennifer Dixon. Now, Jennifer, originally Jennifer Hogan, family came from Clonmel and County Tipperary, regular listeners, along with her husband Jeff, to Ireland Calling. And Jennifer is currently recovering in the Ormiston Hospital here in Auckland after some surgery. So doing well, Jennifer. And I believe, Jennifer, you were a former Irish champion dancer, and you met your husband, Jeff, at the Irish Society in Auckland a few years ago. We won't say how many. But anyway, I met Jeff today, and he said he'd love to, what do you call it, me to play a few songs for you to cheer you up before you discharge from hospital tomorrow. So he said, you like Danny Boy, and I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. So here we go. We have Danny himself, Danny O'Donnell, singing I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen, followed by Danny Boy. Take it away, Daniel.
When the fields are fresh and green.
Daniel O'Donnell, and there he was singing Danny Boy. Before that, I'll take you home again, Kathleen. Special request going out to Jennifer Dixon and Jeff listening in Auckland tonight. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Wherever you're listening tonight, hope you're enjoying the programme. And of course, Daniel O'Donnell, very happy. He's currently touring around the UK and then heading to the US for a series of concerts for the end of the year and Christmas, of course. Pretty much grounded like a lot of artists were over the last year. And I see Christy Moore played at the weekend as well. I think it might have been down in Innes, and a good crowd turned up for his concert. So things are getting back to some kind of normality, unlike what it's like here in New Zealand, in Auckland, where obviously we're in a kind of a level 3 lockdown. But hopefully people are out there getting the vaccine and we can get out and enjoy things here in New Zealand. Now, if you're out there listening, whether in New Zealand or Ireland, you've got anybody doing the Leaving Cert or finishing school in New Zealand, the latest issue of my Leaving School magazine has been distributed to all the schools around the country this week, and it's up online as well, free to read and download. leavingschool.co.nz, leavingschool.co.nz. Well, the GAA had a special convention last week to discuss what they were going to do to change the All-Ireland Championship. As we know, you've got the Connacht, Munster, Ulster and Leinster Championships, and if you're knocked out, let's say if you're a Leitrim and you're locked out in the first round, well, for the last 2 years, because of COVID, that was it. You got no other games. But when they had the back door, you got a second bite of the cherry. But the plan that some people within the GA wanted was to have do away with the provincial championships and have more of a league type basis, so that at least you'd get three or four games and then obviously they'd have a top, the cream would rise to the top, and you probably still have the same teams in the All-Ireland final, but it would give a better chance. They needed 60% of votes to make any changes, but they didn't get that far. They got to 50%, so the GAA go back to the drawing board. Some people said there was two plans, a plan A, a plan B, and that plan A was definitely out the door, but plan B, there could be some tweaks made to it that it could work. But of course the GAA is an amateur organisation, but everybody knows that some players, the top players, and indeed managers and coaches get well rewarded. And speaking of new managers, the Galway Hurling team announced to a lot of people's surprise last Wednesday that the great Kilkenny hurler, 10 All-Ireland finals, Henry Shefflin, is to be the manager of the Galway team going forward for a 3-year campaign. So obviously people in Kilkenny are shocked to hear that one of their greatest is going off coaching the opposition team. But I suppose with Brian Cody in charge of Kilkenny, I think about into his 24th year now, Henry feels that having won a couple of club All-Ireland championships with Ballyhale Shamrocks, it's time for him to really show his you know, his true value in coaching. And I'm sure ultimately he'd like to go back and coach his beloved Kilkenny. But in the meantime, he's putting a team together now to coach Galway, and let's hope they go on and bring some success to Galway. We've got to put a halt to Limerick's gallop. Limerick are certainly the team that's you know, laying the benchmark at the moment, having won 3 out of the last 4 All-Ireland finals. Righto, we'll move on, and this time we go with Brendan Shine, and he's singing about 3 pubs in Bohola. Take it away, Brendan.
I said farewell to London and I crossed the Irish Sea. I travelled down from Dublin with the good old CIE to the Midlands and Roscommon with Mayo on my mind. I dreamed of lovely Mary, the girl I left behind. There's 3 pubs in Bohola, as everybody knows. McDonald's, Clark's and Munchies, where the crack like honey flows. And lovely Mary's here with me, I never mow the road. Mayo, how I love you, Bohola, my dear heart. 3 years ago I left it on a lonely winter's night in the village of Bohola. The moon was shining bright. 2 lonely hearts were broken and the tears that fell like rain. Now here I am in Mayo, Bohola once again. There's 3 pubs in Bohola, as everybody knows. McDonald's, Clark's and Roach's, where the crack like honey flows. And lovely Mary's here with me, I never more would roam. Mayo, how I love you, Bohola, my dear home. It's a far cry from the hustle of a busy London life, but I could never go back to all that crazy strife. Bohola hasn't changed at all in the time I've been away. I'm back in love with Mary, and I never more will stray. There's 3 pubs in Bohola, as everybody knows. McDonald's, Clark's and Roach's, where the crack like honey flows. And lovely Mary's here with me, I never more will roam. Mayo, how I love you, Bohola, my dear home. There's 3 pubs in Bohola, as everybody knows. McDonald's, Clark's and Roach's, where the crack like honey flows.
Brendan Shine there singing about the three pubs in Bohola. I'm not sure whether there is three there, but I know in neighbouring Charlestown in its heyday there was I think 57 pubs. Well, you had a pub and a shop, and but obviously them days are long gone, with many towns now in rural Ireland without a pub, and indeed without a bank and without a post office. Ulster Bank and KBC, they're leaving Ireland soon. I used to work in the Ulster Bank for 5 or 6 years after leaving school, and they've announced that they're shutting down their operations in the Republic of Ireland. And obviously a headline in one of the papers today are encouraging customers to move their accounts to other banks. While we hear so much about climate change these days, and there's a special programme on Primetime Investigates on RT tonight, and looking at how farming is causing a big problem for Ireland and reaching its climate goals. But it's not so long ago since I interviewed the Minister for Foreign Affairs in his former capacity as Minister for Agriculture, Simon Coveney. He was down here, I think it would have been around 2011, 2012 for St. Patrick's Day, probably 2012, I think he attended a function around Christchurch after the terrible earthquakes down there, probably 2011. And I remember he talking about quotas being lifted in March 2011 for people entering the dairy industry in Ireland. And Ireland was going to obviously never get up there to produce the amount of milk solids that New Zealand does, about 20 billion litres it was 10 years ago, but that it was going to certainly do better than it was, which was about 8 billion 10 years ago. Well, the Irish, what do you call it, number of cows in Ireland has been grown for the last 10 years by over 3.2% a year. And obviously this is going to be causing a problem for the government, because dairy farming in Ireland now, or farming in Ireland, equates for 37% of all our global warming emissions. So that's according to new data. But like here, the farmers seem to be taking the hit, but yet they're producing the foods that the people want. And you know how things are going to work out there. That's something that politicians are going to have to work. Of course, the Greens are in partnership in the coalition at the moment, and they're pushing ahead for climate action. And we know that a lot of the peat bogs now, production has ceased there, and yet there's peat products coming in from Latvia and other Eastern European countries to meet the demands for Ireland. It wasn't a windy year in Ireland this year, so there's a shortfall in power production. And I see that a power plant in Dublin that was decommissioned, or was due to be decommissioned, is going to continue power production for the coming months, you know, so that Ireland can certainly have enough power. We read a few weeks ago that the biggest consumer of power in Ireland, a bit like the TUI smelter down here in the bottom of the South Island in New Zealand, is the data centres. And we know these data centres are a huge employer of people in Ireland, but they're a huge consumer of power as well. So politicians have a bit of work to do over there in Ireland. We'll have a look at some of the club matches and the results when we come back after this next piece of music. And we'll go with Christy Moore dancing a reel in the flickering light.
The good they sent me, and he asked me in a whisper, "Have you?" wheel and the flickering laser only go. Heel to the toe, I've only one, she's not your type. She wouldn't dance a ride in the flickering light. Says he, does she come from another planet? Has she gotta be in her bonnet? Does she do her daily duties? You never know, we might be soon. And the rats and the worms began to laugh, and some of them started shuffling off. We're going to have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel and the flickering lights. Up, down we go, heel to the toe. We're going to have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel and the flickering lights. I could see he had no scruples when I looked into his pupils. They were purple or magenta, like a statue during Lent. Get her right away, good man, says he, no, don't delay. We're going to have some fun tonight. Then he flipped his legs in the flickering light. So round we go, heel to the toe. We're going to have some fun tonight. Then he flipped his legs in the flickering light. Then up stepped her incarnation, and they gave her an ovation. She was warm and enchanted as she slowly started dancing. And the brave old pigeon peeled his eye, and the nettles and the weeds began to sigh. Daddy long legs and my oh my, are we ready for the reel and the flickering light? Oh no, we go, heel to the toe. Daddy long legs said my oh my, are we ready for the reel and the flickering light? She was gentle, she was charming, and they heard him call her darling. He was graceful as a whisper, and his delicate legs of silver. And the worms were still as mice, and the poor old pigeon said, that's nice. A shimmering veil of the lovely bride that danced in the reel and the flickering light. Around we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil of the lovely bride that danced in the reel and the flickering light. Around we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil of the lovely bride that danced in the reel and the flickering light.
Christy Moore there, and Dancing a Reel in the Flickering Light, and Christy back in action again. I heard something on RT Radio saying that he played a concert, I think it might have been in Ennis last weekend. So Christy, no more than Daniel O'Donnell and all the other artists, delighted to be back out there and performing in front of audiences again, and many of them will be playing to full houses. Anyway, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, the Irish Examiner on Monday, only one picture on the front of it, and it's not about somebody playing club football or club hurling in Cork, but it's Mo Salah after he scored a hat-trick in what was a red-letter day for Man United when Liverpool beat them 5-0. But cross-channel soccer gets huge publicity in the Irish papers, especially on Monday. Now, Eamon Fitzmaurice, the former Kerry manager, he said the GA has selfishly privatised dead duck provinces over revolution and moving forward. So I mentioned earlier they needed a 60% percentage of votes to bring changes to the championship, but that didn't happen. And obviously huge coverage of that here. And it says here another man, Jack Anderson, he's saying that motion 19 was not helped by the internal inconsistency. So obviously there's always issues that come up. I know for a long time you know, they were talking about opening up Croke Park to other sports in Ireland, and in fact GAA grounds, and but it took about three or four different conventions for that to happen. But they decided that there's going to be no change in the championship at the moment, but it's certainly not going to help the poorer and weaker counties. And that gets about six pages of coverage here on the in the Examiner. Now, for the Limerick Senior Hurling Championship final, Kilmallock, for the first time in 6 years, they beat Patrick's Well to win the Limerick County Championship, 124-19 points. So great excitement there, and fantastic pictures of people out there enjoying the celebrations. And so there's still a long way to go down in Cork. They're only at the quarter-final championship stages last weekend. So Blackrock beat Douglas, and Charleville beat Carrion Tuville after extra time in two matches there. Glen Rovers, Jack Lynch used to play with them. They beat Imo Kelly 115-114. Obviously a tight match there, and in the Senior Hurling Championship final. So the semi-finals now are going to be Sarsfields versus Glen Rovers and Blackrock versus Middleton. Galway Senior Hurling Championship matches played last weekend. I see where Clarence Bridge beat, they must beat Tommy Larkins 117-112. But of course, all the talk in Galway has been the appointment of Henry Shefflin as the new manager. And the Clare Senior Football Championship semi-final, Kilmurry Ibrigan 17 points, Lissa Casey 8 points. And some of the other matches here. Kilkenny Senior Hurling Championship semi-final, Ballyhale Shamrocks 220, James Stevens 117. The other semi-final, O'Loughlin Gales 118, Tullerone 18 points. And the Derry Senior Hurling Championship final, Schlochneil 117, Kevin Lynch's 2-9. So obviously Schlochneil, one of the top teams up there in Ulster. And what other matters? Looking here, a few other scores. That's about it at the weekend. Belmullet's done briefly in weekend of drama down there in Mayo. So no way through, not more players. Block a late free from Ballantubber's Dermot O'Connor in the Mayo Senior Hurling Championship. Senior Football Championship quarterfinal played in Beacon yesterday. So obviously good win there for Belmullet. Right on, we'll continue on with some more music. And come back with some more bits and pieces of news before the end of the programme. Let me look and see where we're going to go now with the Cranberries and War Child.
We weave this stick and sordid.
late Dolores O'Riordan there, and the Cranberries, and War Child. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, maybe on a Wednesday night in Auckland on Planet FM, Saturday night down on Plains FM in Christchurch, and Sunday afternoon in Kapiti Coast, Sunday evening in Wellington, and any other night of the week in New Zealand, Australia, America, Ireland, England. I know where we have people listening on planetaudio.org.nz. And indeed, the programme is brought to you with the great support for many years of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening, I hope you're enjoying the music and the chat. And as we bring you some of the items making the news in Ireland, as I said, great news for the Irish ladies soccer team, who had a great effort to beat Finland in Helsinki in a World Cup qualifying match. Obviously no luck for the Irish men's cricketers. They didn't make it into the playoffs for the T20 World Cup. I see Scotland had a good, they advanced well, but were well beaten by Afghanistan the other day in their first match. I think they were playing the same group as New Zealand, who were beaten overnight. But as I said at the start of the programme, pretty much all restrictions were lifted in Ireland last weekend. And of course, that means that when the All Blacks play Ireland at the Aviva Stadium on the 13th of November, there'll be a full house of 53,000. I'm just looking here on one of the headlines that popped up in the New Zealand Herald, saying that there's a COVID case with one of the players in the Welsh team. So, but the All Blacks are confident their game this weekend against Wales, which is sadly depleted as a result of Welsh players playing in English and French rugby competitions. They weren't allowed to released, whereas the Irish players, they'll be at full strength next week. And I heard Johnny Sexton saying today that it was a blessing in disguise that he didn't go on the Lions tour to South Africa. He was able to relax the body a bit more in the off-season, and he's back now and fighting fit and playing really well for Leinster. Of course, Connacht upset Ulster at the weekend. Probably should have beaten Munster the week before, and they basically moved their home match, where they can only have about 3,000 people at the sports ground, to the Aviva Stadium in Dublin. They got about 9,000 people there and played a really good brand of rugby. They really annihilated Ulster, who had about 7 players in the Irish squad. I think Andy Farrell came along to watch all his Ulster stars, but certainly disappointment that McCartney, the Connacht halfback or first five, didn't make the Irish squad. And his brother Paul, Jack Carty's brother Paul, played for the US against the All Blacks at the weekend, number 10, certainly one of their better players. Right, we'll move on with some more music. We've got another 10 minutes to go here, and looking around here, we'll see what we'll go with this time. Let's see. I think we'll go with a female singer. We've got, yes. Oh, really can't see that.
Take
singer called Seamat, and Seamat's the short for Ciara Mary Alice Thompson, of course an Irish singer, and that song was called I Don't Really Care For You. Kind of could be a song that could be sung by people that aren't interested in getting vaccinated. But anyway, we won't go down that route. But you're listening to Ireland Calling, or have been for the last 56 minutes, because we've come to the end of another edition of the programme. I hope you've enjoyed the programme tonight. And you'll be back again to tune in next week, whether you're listening in New Zealand, Australia, America, Ireland, or anywhere else around the world. And the programme always brought to you with the great support here of the Hugh Green Group. And I hope wherever you're listening tonight, you've enjoyed the programme. And hard to believe, the last programme for the month of October, moving into November next week here. By the time we'll be back on air next week, we'll be into November. So thanks again for tuning in. And I'm going to look now and see what we can leave you with tonight. We go with the Clancy Brothers, and they're singing all about the parting glass, a beautiful song here. But I'm going to have to keep speaking for another few minutes, because this song is only 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So if I go a bit early, we'll cause a bit of a disruption. But anyway, listening on Planet FM in Auckland on a Wednesday night, and we're in Wellington on Sunday night, and Christchurch on Saturday night. So we'll go here with Liam Clancy and the parting glass. For me, Oliver Lee, good night, goodbye, and God bless, and look forward to being back here next week. Take it away, Liam, the parting glass.
Oh, all the money that e'er I spend, I spend it in good company, and all the harm that I ever did, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night, and I be with you. If I had money enough to spend, and leisure time to sit a while, there is a fair maid in this town that sorely has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, I own she has my heart in thrall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night, and joy be with you. Oh, all the comrades that e'er I had, they're sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they'd wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and softly call, good night, and joy be with you.